From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And the search for escaped convicts Richard Matt and David Sweat in upstate New York is jogging memories of other fish who got away or tried to. In 1988, three prisoners escaped New Mexico's state penitentiary just south of Santa Fe when a helicopter, commandeered by the girlfriend of one of the men, landed in the exercise yard and spirited them away. Richard Meltzer is a history professor at the University of New Mexico in Los Lunas. He joins us by Skype to tell this incredible story. So, Professor Meltzer, you've got Randy Lackey serving time for larceny, two convicted murderers, Francis Preston Mitchell and Daniel Mahoney. It was Mahoney's girlfriend, Beverly Shoemaker, who wanted to free him for his birthday. What did she do?
Well, she hired a helicopter in Santa Fe. She gave the excuse that she wanted to see some real estate, fly over some real estate in Santa Fe. So she hired the helicopter, and off they went. The helicopter pilot and owner was Charles Bella, and he believed her until she took out a gun and pointed it at his head and told him that their real destination was Santa Fe prison.
So they land in the exercise yard. And by the way, wasn't this shortly after a movie in which a helicopter was used for a prison break?
Yes, it was Rambo 3. It came out 2 months before this escape. We don't know if they saw the movie. But it certainly was life imitating art.
Right. Well, and we shouldn't laugh because these were hardened convicts who climb on board this helicopter. Thankfully, the guards weren't very good shots because this poor helicopter pilot could have been killed. But they take off, and what commences is what you call the strangest pursuit in New Mexico criminal history. Tell us about it.
But it was just crazy. They headed for Albuquerque because their plan was to get a small plane there. And one of the convicts was a pilot. So the thought was that they'd all fly to Mexico. I don't know how they thought that they wouldn't be detected. But when they went to Albuquerque, the plane wasn't there. So they had to fly down further south to a tiny airport, Mid Valley Airport. Of course, the police had been alerted by this time, and they were waiting for them at the airport.
Well, and before that, following them through the air, I mean, you know, you had Black Hawk helicopters, you had TV news copters. Poor pilot Bella was coming, you know, 50 feet off the ground?
Yes, it was amazing. So two of the convicts jump out of the plane at Mid Valley Airport, and the third one gets back in the plane. Mitchell gets back with Bella, and they fly over Albuquerque in a wild chase. People still remember it to this day, seeing all these helicopters in the sky, you know, the Bella's helicopter and the police helicopters, and then you get the TV helicopters out there, too. It was a crazy
thing. Insane. Well, this all thing took 14 hours. Beverly Shoemaker served time, also later appeared on tabloid shows telling her story. A pretty sad creature, but tell us just what happened to the pilot, Charles Bella. He was arrested and put on trial?
Yes, amazingly. They accused him of being part of the plot, and so they put him on trial here in New Mexico. The jury found him innocent in about 3 hours.
And the poor guy had been commandeered. Well, it just is the stuff of movies, but again, it's pretty serious considering who was escaping. Do people there, are they talking about it in light of the escape in upstate New York?
Yes, except for Billy the Kid's escape in 1881. It's our most famous escape from prison.
And yet, it failed. Richard Meltzer, author and history professor at the University of New Mexico in Los Lunas, on a chapter in history from that part of the world. Professor Meltzer, thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And you're listening to Here and Now.